Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, November 25th, 2019. Several of the Vietnamese victims found deceased in a refrigerated container in Essex, England in October were in Berlin before their deaths. This is the result of research by the Dutch investigative editorial team Argos and RBB24. For example, 19-year-old T.N. was in the German capital just 4 weeks before her death. She belonged to the group of 39 Vietnamese people illegally smuggled into Western Europe who died in the container a month ago. The evaluation of her Facebook profile showed that the young woman had left her home village 170 miles south of Hanoi in August. Her route first led her via China and a previously unknown route to Berlin. From there, she was taken to the Belgian port of Zeebrugge, where N was finally shipped to Great Britain with the other Vietnamese in the container. There, the container was transported by truck. The bodies were found on an industrial site in the city of Grays, east of London. According to research, at least three minors were among the suffocated Vietnamese, two 15-year-olds and one 17-year-old. Immediately after the bodies were found, the driver of the truck was arrested, and the 25-year-old has since been charged with manslaughter in 39 cases and involvement in human trafficking. In recent years, the illegal smuggling of young Vietnamese people into Western Europe has increased dramatically. The route often leads via Russia, the Baltic states, and Poland to Berlin. And after a stay in Berlin, many from poor backgrounds are taken further to Great Britain by internationally operating smuggling gangs, where they are often forced to work off their quote-unquote debts to the smugglers in cannabis plantations or in nail studios. It's not uncommon for people to die alone in Berlin. In the capital, the health authorities are responsible for their funerals. Fabian Lenzen, speaker of the Berlin Undertakers Guild, estimates the number of, quote, regulatory burials at around 2,000 per year. The offices are usually called on if neither spouse, parents, adult children, or other family members can be found and no estate is present. Because Berlin's districts are short of money normally, a person is buried in a community urn without a name at the cheapest cemetery in Berlin, and often a cemetery employee takes over the funeral. Sometimes there are also collective burials. 800 to a maximum of 1,500 euros in fees are required for an official funeral. There are initiatives in Berlin that would like to prevent such a lonely farewell. Since 2001, the, quote, grave with many names in the cemetery at Hallisches Tor is a remembrance to deceased homeless who were officially buried anonymously. The Holy Cross community, who is very committed to the homeless, finances the engraved sign marking the memorial with donations. Community Superintendent Bertolt Hooker says that the funeral service in St. Mary's Church is intended to be a social sign that all people are entitled to a worthy farewell after death. Whether the deceased were religious or not does not matter. Too little money for a funeral in Berlin, on the other hand, is no obstacle to a dignified farewell. If a person dies destitute and his or her family has no financial leeway, they can apply for a social burial. If the social welfare office agrees, it also can assume the costs. In Berlin, there were around 1,500 social burials in 2018, which cost a total of around 2 million euros, which is less than in 2011, when 2,780 social burials were approved and the expenses amounted to 2.7 million euros. On average, around 34,000 people die in Berlin every year. Tomorrow, Tuesday, farmers from all over Germany will meet for a massive rally with more than 5,000 tractors, and major impacts on road traffic are to be expected. The destination is the Brandenburg Gate in Mitte. This was announced by the Alliance Landschaftsverbindung, or Country Makes Connection. For the Berlin city area, police are expecting impairments for the entire day, especially in Mitte and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, as well as on the axis of Heerstrasse, Kaiserdamm, Bismarckstrasse, and Strasse die 17. Juni. According to the information provided, extensive no-stopping zones will be established there. According to the Berlin Traffic Information Center, the Bismarckstrasse-Kaiserdamm section will be completely closed when the tractor convoys arrive. No individual traffic, no delivery traffic, and no taxi traffic will be permitted. On the Stadtautobahn A100, the exits Beusselstrasse, Kaiserdamm Süd, and Tempelhofer Damm will be closed between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. And since the detour routes will also be busy, police are advising to leave cars at home and change to the S-Bahn and U-Bahn. However, restrictions can also be expected in bus and tram traffic. The farmers want to use the large-scale demonstration to protest against the government's planned agricultural package. Among other things, the package provides for a ban on certain pesticides with reference to environmental protection, but must still be discussed in the Bundestag and Bundesrat. The farmers demand a suspension. In their opinion, agricultural enterprises and regional food production in Germany are at risk. According to the Landschaftsverbindung, the rally is the next major action after the nationwide protests of October 22nd. The center of the protests in October was Bonn, and according to police estimates, almost 6,000 participants with around 2,000 tractors gathered there. In Berlin at that time, about 1,000 farmers with about 450 tractors participated. Apparently, feces were thrown at some fans of the Bundesliga football team Borussia Mönchengladbach during a boat trip before the Bundesliga match against Erste FC Union. As the Rheinische Post reported, on Saturday morning, unknown people threw stones and eggs, among other things, from a bridge onto a boat with which Borussia fans took a trip across the Spree. A total of four boats with about 800 fans were doing the trip, and only one of the boats was attacked. Borussia's fan representative Jan Ruoff told the newspaper that Gladbach fans are always very fond of Berlin, and that it's a pity that something like this happened. At the request of RBB24, the Berlin police headquarters could neither confirm nor deny the incident. So far, there has been no corresponding report. Union Berlin won the match against the leader of the Bundesliga 2-0. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thank you.